And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Cheap, short-sighted, Scrooge-like. Those are just some of the ways to describe the aggressive disinvestment in public education that state Republican lawmakers have pursued over the last decade. But as was made plain at an emotional gathering outside the legislative building last week, the ongoing refusal to pass a state budget that provides a living wage for school bus drivers, custodians, and other school personnel has now descended to the level of shameless, even sadistic, cruelty. Thanks to the pitiful wages they're paid and the ungodly demands they face, not to mention the risk posed by the pandemic, our state is now suffering from a huge shortage of school bus drivers. It's gotten so bad that, as one veteran Wake County driver explained tearfully, in 2019 he served two schools and two routes twice per day. Now it's six schools and seven routes, and kids routinely arrive 30 minutes or more late. Meanwhile, GOP lawmakers sit on a $6-plus billion state surplus that they refuse to appropriate. One can only hope that someday they'll be forced to account and atone for their heartless actions. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.